Hello, so I'm with Bert Herman, who is Chief Executive and Co-Founder of Storify, which, how do you describe it, brings together tweets and other social media to embed in a sort of storytelling format, being used by USA Today. Was that today, or was that recently?
Today, yeah, and then other times too.
And other times. we stood by the Lego pit in the South by Southwest Austin Convention Centre, having just made an excellent, and not ripped off by anyone else's aeroplane. And Bert was previously at AP for 12 years, and he's just been telling me how Storify sort of blossomed from that, and actually the word Storify came from sort of the newsroom of AP. I'm just interested in how you could tell everyone about how Storify came about from your experience with AP.
Yeah, we really, what we call it is social media storytelling, that really it's about telling stories, and that today everybody is creating all this amazing media from Twitter, you know, saying what's happening on the ground in Egypt, Libya, for elections that are happening around the world, when there's, you know, unfortunate situations like earthquakes, disasters, or, you know, celebrating news like sports championships. Everybody's out there, they're sending photos, videos, updates from their phones to Twitter, Facebook. You know, this is all great material for stories, but we're drowning in this media. So really what Storify does is help journalists, editors, bloggers, or whoever bring together these different, you know, bits from the real-time stream and turn it into a story that makes sense of the world, that's something people can remember, and let them really see how these, you know, a story is much more than just one person's perspective. It's made up of all these different amazing sources of media.
And so you've been at the AP for 12 years, sort of a very experienced foreign correspondent in Russia, Germany, and elsewhere. Is this something that you wanted while you were there? Is this something that you saw a real need for while you were on the ground reporting?
Yeah, I think, I mean, even though the AP has this huge reach of thousands of journalists around the world, still there's no way that you can have somebody everywhere where something might happen on the ground. So the fact that now people are there, they're effectively your reporters. How can we bring that in to the news? That's kind of where the idea came from. And so we think that those people can be reporters. That doesn't make them all journalists. We still do need journalists, and people will make sense of this and pull it together.
Yeah. And the bloggers, journalists debate, that's just so, it's tired, isn't it? It's just, I mean, so it's extinct, the bloggers and journalists debate.
Right. Yeah, no, I mean, it's, those are just formats, I think, right? I mean, it's all about really telling a story, writing, you know, a great narrative, yeah, or, you know, creating something compelling that people want to read. I mean, that's what really matters.
So you're sort of 6 months, 7 months in now. Is that right? That's about right, isn't it?
Yeah, we launched the private beta in late September, and it's still private invite only so far.
Okay. And you announced a fairly big round of funding, is it last month, February?
Right, we announced that we raised $2 million from Kosla Ventures, so it was great to get support from a top Silicon Valley venture capital firm that really believes in this mission, that, you know, where is the future of storytelling going, the future of journalism, and it's about this, it's about empowering people to be storytellers and draw on all this media that's out there.
What are you doing at South By then? You hope to raise your profile a little bit?
Yeah, we're on a couple panels talking about different things related to what we do. I also have this group called Hacks and Hackers that I founded that's spread around the world to bring together journalists and technologists to talk about the future of media and journalism. So we have a panel where I'm talking about that. I mean, how to bring together computer science and journalism. We're throwing a party with Hacks and Hackers actually too, which is great. We're also part of the startup competition here, the South by Southwest Accelerator. So we're going to be pitching Storify during that.
Okay. What's this hackers group? That's interesting, because there's a lot of talk and speculation of this weird mythology of technologists and journalists getting together, sort of a fusion of the programmer journalist, the ideal journalist.
No, we have a chapter in London that actually meets regularly. I mean, the idea really is, I mean, now that we're I mean, we're publishing online. So before, when you published on paper, you needed to know about printing presses and ink and color and these kind of things. But now, given that the web is what you're publishing on, well, how do you make things, you know, bring things to life on the web? It's through software and code. So how can you not, you know, integrate then more thinking about coding and all that when you're thinking of how to publish on the web? So we think these things need to be brought together much more and more creatively, to not just take something you do in print and put it online. Think of new ways to tell stories, as Storify is one example, but there's many people trying to work in this field. You know, it's not, we're just at the start of figuring out what this all looks like, so it is pretty exciting to see, I mean, more and more news organizations bringing people on to be kind of journalist coders and think about different ways to tell stories with data, visualization, with different forms of media.
And journalists just starting out now, there's still loads of speculation about what the ideal journalism curriculum would include, how to train the ideal 21st century journalist. For you, what would that be?
I mean, I don't think every journalist has to be like a superstar coder and know their way back and forth around like software development, because that's a huge, you know, field that takes people years and years to master. But I think you do have to, you know, have an understanding of the vocabulary, know what's possible, and be able to communicate that to the coder, who might then be able to help you execute that and be open to their ideas too. I mean, a lot of this about is not just, I want this thing done, now I hand it off to the engineer to make it happen, but I think that from the worlds of technology, you know, looking at how companies like Facebook, Google, Twitter, they're media companies in some sense too, and are doing interesting, you know, new things to publish content online. So let's be inspired by that and learn lessons from the technology.
Bert, that was brilliant. Thanks a lot for joining me.
Thank you.